Hello, everybody. What's going on, everybody?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's up? How's everybody going tonight? Welcome to the unknown. Me and my boy and a couple another boy. There's none of y'all out here.
Oh man, sorry, just coming back in. We gotta get better mics, bro. So, anyway, so how's everybody doing today? Hope everybody's good following, watching our live. You can send some likes, like, share, and subscribe. I don't know if you know how that works. How's your day going, brother?
Doing good, doing good. Can't complain. How about you?
I mean, it was a good day. I need to, because I've been on vacation. I got to get off my vacation ride to get going back to work. You know.
I hear that.
Probably around the time I go back to work, we'll probably only be going live on the weekends or like at night, or during the middle of the day. Because I split shift, so we got to figure out how to continue to run the podcast even when I'm bored. But we'll figure it out. So I told you I got my live back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got my live back today.
So you could have went on live on TikTok and I would have just joined up with a backup account.
Oh, we could do that?
Yeah.
I mean, but we could just stream here for a little bit, try to grow this one.
And go back and forth.
Well, what I was thinking about doing, we could promote it on TikTok live. When we start getting a bunch of people, we can promote it. And leave the link, say we're going to be there and there. Just going to try to figure out a way to grow this, you know?
I'm about to tag Doug.
Yeah. I already sent it through the group chat we had on Snapchat.
All right.
So, could you go on that backup account? You can go up on it?
Yeah, I can go on it. I just can't be live on it. Join as a guest.
Didn't what's her name? Queen let you use the thing?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, here we go. What's going on, butters?
What up?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this. Do you have any a topic you want to talk about, brother?
Alright, so If there's only, like, you know, they say there's only one ruler of the world, so what kind of world can you take over if, like, you know, we can't take over the whole world?
What? You know, I think there's multiple, like, dimensions, bro. Now the question is, which dimension are they taking over?
Yeah.
Because if you really think about it, bro, like, if you really think about the whole thing, like, the whole thing in its entirety, I don't think it's just as simple as just us being here. I think it's deeper than that.
Yeah.
Oh, but yo, buddies, I got my live, my IG, my TikTok live back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got my TikTok live back, so we can go like live on TikTok or whatever.
Cool. What kind of theory you got?
Why was it like we were talking about ages and lives? The theories we were talking about, like. What do you guys think about secret societies?
Hey, let's say the Bible is completely true, right?
Jew.
The end of the world and all that. What if the end of the world has already happened? And that's back then when the Great Big Bang happened, when all the dinosaurs and ancestors, whatever, had extinction. And we are the last living human beings, and there really is nothing left beyond.
Maybe.
What if that already has become?
Remember, I told you, what if what if that Big Bang killed everybody off by that?
We might have scientific so-called proof of dinosaurs existed, or artificial facts or whatnot, but who was really living back then that's here today that took pictures and autographs and the proof that it all that existed as well?
I mean,
yeah.
Because if you look at
history, like, but every era, we do, like, generate everything. But, you notice there's nothing ever really said anything about dinosaurs. They were just brought up.
That too. And how this becomes another theory. If we had a big explosion that literally took out every single dinosaur, how was it not powerful to kill humans too?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, how did they know what the dinosaur looked like? They only went up the phone.
And the names and all that.
You don't even know if the Tyrannosaurus even did what it did, you know?
Right, or if it was a carnivore, or if it was a herbivore, whatever it's called.
You don't know what it ate. It's just, I think Hollywood painted a picture of them. And I think Hollywood painted a picture of everything, you know?
If they did exist, then we would probably their food. Yeah, we probably the one who killed them all.
Most likely. They said that when we crossed the land base, supposedly, we killed off a lot of animals. But I don't know about that, man. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. You good, buddy?
What up?
Oh, no, I was saying, you good, buddy? I was like, I thought you lagged out. Oh, shit. Hello?
Yo.
Oh, no, I was talking to somebody was knocking on the door. Anyways, man. Oh, shit. Butter sent 3 likes. Thanks for the likes, man. How do you like? Okay.
It's on the bottom, right. It's right above the gift box. It'll say heart.
I'm assuming the more we like it, the more we'll get.
It says we got 9 people in here.
Total 9?
It says live 3 people and a total of 9 people's in.
I don't know. But hey, shout out to all the 9 people if you're in here.
Yeah, it helps us a lot. It helps us a lot.
if you guys are in here, can you like and subscribe to the stream? Subscribe to the channel Unknown. I am Robert. It's a Chop and Butters. But anyways, but like you were saying, like, you know, when they talk about the Men in Black, I feel like the Men in Black, it became Hollywood, right? But like, I feel like Men in Black are like the people that make shit go away. You know? I feel like they, if the Men in Black are real, they just make shit go away, bro. They're just talking about people meeting up with people when they see something. Like, they call them Men in Black. And they make him forget everything, but I don't know about all that, man.
It's like they go on a special CIA objective. Like, for example, if it be in real times and today, let's say if it be a zombie apocalypse or something, just breaks out, and then boom, they have to get rid of it real fast before it breaks out internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was whoever they took on a mission, bam, erase that memory. It's like it never even happened. They just drop them off on a street.
It'd be like a mad cover up, you know. Well, I was gonna say, Butters, yo, I was listening to the audio, bro, of our old, of our original, our first ever podcast, but we gotta get better mics, bro.
I'm using my headphones. I think it's pretty clear.
No, it's just because we just gotta get those mics that you can get the one to clip on your shirt on Amazon for like $9 and shit. I feel like it'll be a little bit cleaner. Yeah, I mean, because you hear all the other podcasts, man, they sound clean. They got those mics for like $30. Well, what the hell? Some real deal stuff.
They got the ITZ set up.
Yeah, man. Like that one dude. I kept adjusting it, not talking into it.
Too crazy.
You were talking to it. You can't even hear him. Now, what's the point of having this, having that mic? But no, like I was saying, brother, like when it comes to like the government, I feel like the government, I don't think they're secretive. I just think that they know that nobody's ever going to find out what they're doing. Kind of like the John F. Kennedy cover-up. They probably assassinated him, you know?
I feel like they assassinated him because it was just about to go in that hole. It was about to go in that hole and expose a whole lot of shit that was in the government.
Yeah.
So they assassinated him during that parade before they went on the pole. It seemed like, oh.
I mean, Yeah, it was kind of brutal how they did it too. It's all over the media, like on the social media, where they're showing like his head, like how they shot him. It's messed up, man.
It's like somebody shooting Biden right now, and I don't think we'll go into war.
Nah. I mean,
go
ahead, bro.
So how can one person die getting shot in the head, but one person can live?
Right. Well, he shot him 3 times.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at one person getting shot in the head, they die automatically. Yeah. But if you look at another person getting shot in the head, they talk about like how they lived through it and everything. Like,
well there's a journey.
How's it possible to live through that if somebody else just got their brains blown out by it?
I guess it depends on the caliber and how the bullet goes in. There's a gentleman that always complained of headaches, right? This is documented. He always complained of headaches. Like, oh, I have a headache. Like, my head always hurts, right? And then I guess his wife shot him with a .22 caliber bullet in his sleep like 10 years ago.
Damn.
And he just lived. And he was just walking around with it in his head.
I think I've heard of a story like that
before. Yeah, like, dude was just walking around with it in his head. Like that's so weird, man. There's even, like, a live footage of a cop getting shot in the head by a suspect. Like, you can see the blood splatting and everything. But he still got up and he was like, hey, man, I think I got shot in the head. It's weird, man. It's weird how the human body works.
Yeah.
So, strange. But, you know, like I said, though, like, we're talking about, like, when they killed Kennedy. Like, there's no way, right, within the Secret Service, how they, go ahead, I'll get you some water right now. There's no way with the Secret Service, like, they would not, it would have to,
MNQTVU, what up? Thank you for joining the room.
Welcome, please send some likes. No, what I'm saying, like, there's no way that the government, like, with all the Secret Service, that would happen, unless they wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
Because they lock it down, like, from dusk till dawn, like.
Exactly. And, like, how the assassination with Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
I feel like he had so much that was going on politically.
Yeah. Well, see,
they had to shoot him. And how he was so guarded within that theater, mm-hmm. that the guy who killed him, how was he just able to go up there, kill him, and then leave the booth?
When they murdered Lincoln, he himself, because millionaires don't like spending money, okay? So when he eliminated you know what, they would have to pay people now to do it. Oh, and yeah. they don't like that. They had a bunch of that's why they, instead of you know what, they moved everything to China, because they can pay them like 10 cents a month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's all like conspiracy, man. They just don't want to spend money, man. That's how you make money. That's why everything here says made in China.
For real.
Yeah. Because if people really wanted to, so you know, like, okay, let's say this, right? Let's say the government wanted to assassinate all those presidents, right? And get people in. What else are they willing to do? If they were willing to assassinate a president, what else would they be willing to do? And that's a scary.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing. That's like assassinating a president, that's a pretty big deal, right?
That is.
Like, what else would they be able to do? Who else would they be able to hit? And I think me and Chop were
control population.
Yeah, and me and Chop were talking about how, like, he asked me, I think, one of you guys asked me, what do you think about the Kim Jong-un? I said, the world needs dictators.
Yeah.
The world loves dictators because they keep everything in line. They start talking like Fidel Castro. Look how long Fidel Castro stayed alive.
Yeah, he was alive for a minute.
He died of natural causes. He was like 90 years old. But think about that. Think about a dictator like that staying alive. Most dictators stay alive until it becomes not convenient to them. Like Hitler ended up not being convenient, you know?
Yeah.
So they had to stop him. But you know, but so I heard rumors about Nazis.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yeah, the royal family is just so weird to me. You know what I mean? Like when you read about the royal family, you know what's crazy? Speaking of the royal family, they say when you walk into the royal palace, right, and you see the pictures, like the ones they don't show people, there was a lot of like incest going on, so they look a lot of, like, very deformed.
I believe it.
A lot of the pictures, they look deformed.
I believe it. A lot of that, they had a lot of that going on back then.
Mm-hmm. Like they would marry their daughters and stuff like that.
A lot of us still
yeah.
Yeah, they would have basically have babies with their kids. Yeah. It's the whole thing is just icky. This is the unknown. I think the more scarier thing is the fucking governments.
Right.
Like the UK government, the United States government. That's the really scary thing because they can touch you every single way. You know, like I know a lot of people. I know, like I heard about a lot of people just going missing from the UK. Like there was actually a judge on trial, and there was a witness, and there was like a Supreme Court judge, and somebody in a UPS truck. This guy that's a UPS driver got out and shot her and took off.
Dang.
I'm telling you, man. It's the government goes deep. He probably was a UPS driver. He was just a sleeper cell.
Right.
But they hit a switch in him. He just goes, does it. The switch turns off. But I don't know what happened. I just went crazy.
Okay, so for like surgery and stuff, you know how they put you in sleep and stuff. Mm-hmm. You ever wonder if they're like, or if you're actually abducted and they're just trying to like, you know, catch that virus in you so they could figure out how to kill it off in their own system?
Some people say they actually just take more shit than they tell you. Like they're taking more. They probably end up taking more body parts from you because you'll never know. You're asleep. I mean, and then sometimes sometimes they mess up. One guy went in for a left leg amputation, right?
Yeah.
They got the paperwork wrong. They amputated the right leg.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
But then they still had to amputate the left leg.
Right.
You get me? So he had just had both legs amputated for no reason.
Basically, yeah.
And that's another thing. I feel like the medical stuff. It's almost as if like they want people to be sick, but like they don't. It's almost like okay, the pharmaceuticals, right? Drugs is like they make the most money on pharmaceuticals. I mean,
CGM, thank you for the likes.
Thank you, CGM.
Thank you.
They make so much money off of pharmaceuticals in this country and in the world that they're gonna find a reason to make you sick.
That's the big thing too. I feel like that's why they gotta have all these medicines and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like with these pills and all this man-made stuff. And that, another reason why they're not trying to legalize the big M word mm-hmm. because they can't put taxes on it, and they know that it could cure a whole lot of all these extra stuff. So they want to make money off of it, and then they want you to continue being sick and these pills and control population at the end of the day too, and then it could slowly kill you off.
I heard a study that cancer made about, I want to say about 10 billion or higher than that a year in donations. Now, would you want to find a cure for that?
No.
If you're making that much money?
Exactly. Just like with coronavirus right now, it's probably making the economy is going raising up like ACLL right now.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say that the coronavirus actually was implemented because you know the 5G towers.
Yeah.
The 5G towers, they're letting out the electromagnetic fields, and that's harmful to your respiratory system.
Right.
So from what I heard is that it was too high, and people started suffering a respiratory issue. Mm-hmm. And they had to cover up the fact of they fucked up on the 5G towers. They had to tone it down.
Big time.
Yeah. Because if you think COVID's a respiratory, it was a respiratory thing. People had their lungs attacked.
Right.
And that's what it does. That's what the 5G does. The electromagnetic is not good for your respiratory system. Somebody
also know people who didn't catch the corona at the time and went to go take the test to be the shot to be safe, and boom,
they got it.
2 weeks later, they catch it. And then I know people who ain't never took the shot, ain't never caught corona, and I know people who had the corona, took the shot, got rid of it, and ended up catching it again because they got the shot. I've never taken the shot myself, and I never caught it.
And what I heard was, too, that meat sales were down, like sales for meat in the United States was down. So, and then, so what happened when COVID hit and they shut down everything? What was the only thing open, basically?
Just the inconvenient places.
Yeah, the grocery stores.
Right.
You get me? I think it was more to meet the eye. I'm not saying people didn't die. For one, like this podcast, I'm not saying it was a very serious disease. Nobody, you know, RIP to whoever went through it. I had it. It really fucked me up. But at the same time, it all seemed kind of like, remember like the swine flu? The Ebola virus.
Yeah.
Everybody got the swine flu and everybody was sick, but they never shut it down for some reason. You get me? Like they never did on it. But just for this one in particular, they did. I don't know. It's weird, man.
See, and I think it's because, you know, they didn't really know how to control it or nothing. But when they let the outbreak happen, you know, they realized that it got out before they figured out, like, you know, something that would fight it off first.
Yeah, like they, because it reminded me of like a biological weapon. Like a biological weapon got loose because it was so fast. Like there were people be sick within like 2 days. You get me? Like you'll be a character.
Just like Resident Evil, like the beginning of Resident Evil.
Yeah, it just happened so quick, you know? Like everybody was sick, the whole world shut down. But then also it was good because everything started to filter out, and the planet got better from everybody not being out, you know?
So then it could have been a test subject too. Mm-hmm. They pull out something right there and then to see how far it could go to people like us that could listen to the government and all the extra stuff. Like, oh, they tell us to get this shot. Let's see who's going to actually get the shot. Yeah. Let's give them curfew. Let's see who's going to actually stay in this house for this whole year or two straight long. Let's make schools out for 2 weeks and boom, and they out for the whole year. Let's give them virtual school and let's see how they react. Yada, yada, yada. I feel like all that's coming back to under the test subjects as well, too. Yeah.
And if you look at it, bro, they really wanted people to get that vaccine. They were firing people for not getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was wrong. That was on a whole nother level of wrong. That's why they hired those people back with back pay.
The fact that they were firing us because we didn't take the vaccine shot, that was an open eye right there.
Yeah. They were just trying to force it down your throat. Even weed dispensaries were giving out free weed if you bring the vaccination card in. Now think about that. Doesn't that sound like propaganda agenda?
Exactly.
Like, we spend so much money, and then they just can't. It took them like 6 months. It came out so, like, it's either you had it ready already, right? Or you literally just came out in 6 months.
And then China completely shut down the whole city and wiped it out within 2 weeks.
Yep, that's the thing, man. And I remember my friends in Australia, they actually had cops coming through saying, you need to get inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had, like, cops coming through the neighborhoods, like, get inside.
So, and like, you know how they made us had that curfew, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you was out after 9, 10 o'clock, like, they would lock you up or whatever. So think about that time throughout the night, like midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, everybody's asleep, or you know for a fact you're not supposed to be outside. I feel like they're having all these little, you know, intervenient meetings and stuff.
Well, here, like there were a lot of people during those like lockdowns here where I live. There was a lot of explosions.
It could be a lot of test subjects too that they could be out there doing. Or like, you know how they have all these, they after all this has been established, remember the government came out, oh yeah, aliens are real. And that's around the time when Project Bluebeam started becoming. I feel like they're going to fake alien invasion.
Yeah.
And then to the point So when it really happens, we're going to think, oh, it's just Project Bluebeam.
Yeah.
Nah, this is the real deal now. But I feel like it's going to be Mary Who Cried Wolf, or that little story Who Cried for Wolf. Mm-hmm. Like, they keep testing us. And then boom, it really happens. We're lost.
And we're always going to have those people that just don't push back and they just do what they want to do. They just want to do whatever it does. You know what I mean?
Right.
But me personally, bro, like with that whole thing, them giving us stimuluses and like living like that unemployment shit, I was like, I don't like living off the government, bro. Like,
no, I don't either.
There's a way that they're going to come for it some way or somehow. They're going to pull it out you some way, somehow.
Some way.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like I said, but the whole coronavirus, like, that was all, like.
How do you feel about the solar eclipse?
The solar eclipse? We're supposed to not be having that many solar eclipses, I heard.
We're not. We're only supposed to have one once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Literally. This is our second one that I remember in my lifetime. And the first one was, like, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And this one. The first time they had it, we were supposed to have another one until like 2036, 2040 something. Then all of a sudden, oh, we having another solar eclipse. Uh-huh. And bam, we're talking about having another solar eclipse in the next 2 or 4 years. Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Something going
on. So if Earth, space, let's say if Earth, space, planet, solar system, all this stuff is actual virtually real, like we could actually leave this space, all this and that. This time, what if this space really is just spinning faster, scientifically, right? That what they've been trying to say, the Earth is spinning around faster than what it normally is.
Well, what somebody said is that, you know, day and night happens all the time, like with nothing, like nothing changes that up.
Right.
We're not.
Hello, welcome in. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and we're not supposed to. Not this world's not supposed to be perfect, right? So every day it's night and day. Somebody said that's got to be a simulation, like every day, night and day. Exactly. That only happens in a video game,
right?
Yeah,
like Grand Theft Auto, like night and day. I feel like Grand Theft Auto is like the simulation we live in,
perpendicularly. But we got so much rules and stuff.
Yeah, like. If you really think about it, you could live in a simulation. They could just dial it down for you. Cause you look at the, like, virtual reality. Everybody's just, like, running into their TVs and shit.
Yeah.
But like we were saying, bro, like just the unknown of the, like, just the unknown of the conspiracy of the government, what they could do is scary, bro. It's very, very scary. Like,
I feel like they're coming up. That little Neuralink, that dude got, Elon Musk got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they came out with the Apple Vision Pros. Now they're trying to work on this Neuralink. Okay, what if this Neuralink is probably an SD card that's coming from a electronically computer robot file from a PC with all type of networking, and they're trying to put inside of a human. They're trying to turn a human into a robot, into like a almighty all-knowing person.
Mm-hmm. No, from what I'm saying, that they're gearing us up to have full control of us.
And then, like, what if they switch your soul? Let's say they switch your soul with that Neuralink. Okay, in this world, you're that robot that's controlling the Elon Musk or everybody in this government. But yourself, you're in some other land, some other world, in some dream that you're in this simulation. You don't know what's going on, but your actual outer body. It's a whole robot now.
So hold on, Chop. You're talking like them resurrecting you as an AI.
Basically, like, let's say they put this Neuralink in you. You're now an AI in this outside life, but in your inside life, you don't know that. You're just living in this simulation of life. But if you, every time you go to sleep and have these dreams, what if that's really you? And then every time we wake up, we're back living in this simulation. You know,
that is a crazy subject. Like, it would change the medical industry from people being brain dead. They could just bring them back to life as an AI.
Right.
That's scary, bro. I wouldn't want to live like that.
No.
Can we stand lights anymore? We can't stand lights on. It takes forever.
I just sent some.
Man, you can't keep liking it like at a or Butters and everybody. Yeah, okay, cool. I appreciate everybody here. Thank you, everybody. But now, like I was saying, man, so we're talking about, like, the AI. You know, somebody said, like I said, I think we had another conversation. They said that AI is going to take over about 40%. 40% of jobs. You know?
Honestly, I think it would hit like more like 60% because of how fast AI is actually moving.
Well, my thing about it, bro, is like I think about it like this. Look at what Target tried to do, right? Target tried to get rid of the cashiers and put self checkout only, but now they're finding out they're losing a lot more money because people are just not paying for nothing. Walmart too. So it's gonna all always come full circle because they're gonna find with AI. The AI can't keep up with a human mind because we're always going to have a wrong. Not saying that all humans are the same, but all humans are going to be like, okay, if I could take this, I could take it. You get me? If I could save a little bit of money this way, I'll save the money this way. You know?
Right.
So they only. Go ahead.
Unless they, unless they put AI out at the same time, they start a eagle eye up to where they surveillance everything and can see every point of view of every corner.
Yeah. What's going on, CMG? Welcome to the live.
Hey.
Sorry, man. We actually started a podcast, us three. So it's crazy, huh?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is this somebody we know or is this a guest?
Yeah, this is one of my friends. Her name's Candy.
Oh, Candy. Hi. What's going on, Candy? I think she's in the group chat, right?
No.
No? Okay.
That's Callie.
Okay. Yeah, guys.
That's awesome.
Well, anyways, we could use the love and support. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining and hearing us talk.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever have like a random topic you want to throw out there, just join in on it.
Yeah. Do you have a random topic? Like with unknown or supernatural?
Like, do you have any of your certain own beliefs in it?
Well, I personally believe that we cannot be the only inhabited planet on a personal level. Like, why are there so many other planets, right? So, I truly believe that we're not the only ones here. And I've always believed that way.
You know,
I
touched base with Chopman. I even told Butters this, that out of like the whole supernatural scenarios, like aliens is probably like the most believable.
And then when you think about aliens, you can't just sit here and think about, oh, they're green and look like what we see on TV. No, they could be like me and you, but it's literally just from a different place. Because, you know, if you're from USA, if you check on that checklist, if you're not from real, you're either white, black, or you're an alien, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm not wrong, they call you alien if you're not legally from USA. So when you determine alien and the knowledge, it's you're not from. So when we go to these different species and stuff, we could have like reptilians, shapeshifters,
anything. It could also be like a entity life. You get me? Like they don't exist on a solid form. So many things.
Same kind of thing to me. Like, I also believe in, like, those that leave us are never really gone. They're just wished us in a different, like, level. Or, I don't know if I'm describing it right. They're with us on a different plane or in a different way. Right? So they never really leave us because the spirit of a person is constant.
I believe so. I believe that I think you can't leave this place. I think the world, I think the world in itself, a soul can't leave it here because it belongs here, you know?
Right, yeah. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I've had personal experiences where I've had near-death experiences where I have past and been asked to return on a personal level because I'm disabled and I've had a lot of surgeries and a lot of medical interventions where I know that it's not doctors that fix things or save things. It's definitely a higher power, and we're definitely not alone, and those that have gone before are definitely like still with us.
You know, like with your surgeries and stuff, the things that you're talking about, you know, do you ever wonder if they ever took like parts out that wasn't supposed to be taken out?
Yes, I remember.
Like,
and it's really irritating, like, because I was supposed to be 5'6", and I'm only 4'11", because they took too much of my hip at once. So, it's like, I don't really trust Dr. Loma much.
Now, they weren't supposed to do that, right? Like, when it came to your surgery, right? Because we were talking about before you got on, I don't know if you heard, a gentleman was supposed to get his left leg amputated. But the paperwork got wrong, and they amputated the right leg. Now, when it comes to your surgeries, like, did you feel like they were pushing surgery on you that you really didn't need?
When I was young, and that's why after I turned 18, I just chose to not have anymore, because I was like, if, you know, my feeling was, if it's gonna kill me, then the higher power or God or whatever wants me to go, like, and so that would make it my time, right? But then, like, I had kids and a life and everything, and so, like, there was a lot more to live for after that, but I had, the only surgery I've had besides giving birth to my children is my gallbladder surgery, because it burst and I almost died, and it was a whole thing. But even in that surgery, I almost bled to death. So, I don't really have that much safety.
So with all your surgeries and stuff, like, do you sometimes feel like a, like an experiment, like a test subject to them after a while?
Yes, that's why I never got the COVID vaccine, because I'm like, I have been an experiment my whole life.
Cause I feel,
I'm not about to subject myself.
Because I feel like we as like people, we don't go to the doctors a lot, and when we go, they just tell us something. And we'd be like, and they prescribe us pills, and we just take them. We don't ever be like, oh, we should go get a second opinion, or what is that? You get me?
Yeah.
They don't really dive in deeper, like, as to why it could be happening.
Well, then again, that also touch bases with, like, insurance issues. Like, your insurance won't be covered, and another doctor get another opinion.
Let me tell you, I've had to fight for my, like, the last 6 wheelchairs I've gotten, I've had to fight for, because they're like, oh, we need you to prove your disability,
That is disgusting that they did that to you. I'm so sorry that they did that to you.
Don't even get me started on that.
But they don't fight you with the handicap placard either, right? They give you the handicap
placard. Oh, they do.
Okay, yeah, because I know they some do. People, they don't get approved, even though they're in a wheelchair.
And it's like the whole thing with disability too. Like, I hate living off the government, but I have to, right?
What do you mean? So, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with what you do. You just gotta just focus on yourself. If you're getting money off disability, there's nothing wrong with it. You shouldn't feel any type of way on it, because I feel like if you go to I remember like how they used to treat, like, when I worked at Walmart, how they used to treat the disabled people at Walmart. Mm-hmm. It just made me sick. Mm-hmm. You get me? So
it's awful.
Yeah, it's just maybe they used to follow her around the store.
So this is my thing. I got kicked out of, well, Dougie knows this already. I got kicked out of Target for a year because they thought that I was stealing because of the way I had to carry my items to the register, because I put it in a bag so that I could carry it, because California doesn't give you bags anymore, right?
Yeah.
So I put it in a bag so I could carry it to the register to pay for it, and they accused me of stealing. So I got kicked out of Target.
You know, Target is disgusting. The Target is a walking contradiction to itself, right? So Target will have all support, all like all these other like organizations like BLM or the LGBT community, but they fall on their own sword by accusing everybody of stealing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just don't know. It's all fun and games to you messing with their money. Like, they report you. Yeah.
Conspiracy theory going on with all the Walmart branches and how so many missing kids and missing people and stuff like that in Walmart.
And honestly, with Target, it's like, what you gonna do? You're a multi-billion dollar corporation. What you gonna do with, like, one missing toothbrush? Not a thing I ever did anything with.
It's just a store there in general. That's why they have, like, the supposed loss prevention walking around.
Yeah.
It's like, in Russia, they beat the shit out of you.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, they follow me around the store.
Oh, God.
Before I even did anything.
And you're in a wheelchair, right? Like.
Yeah, yeah. So do you know how discriminatory that is?
Yeah, I would have sued. I would have sued them for everything. But the thing about it is that, like, with those organizations like that, they want to, once they get to a certain point, they just stop caring about everything. If you go to Walmart, that cashier will probably swing on you if you make, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, there's a website called People of Walmart for a reason. Have you ever looked at it?
Yeah, People of Walmart is crazy.
People of Walmart, it's disgusting.
But I mean, I'm sorry you had to go through all that, but I mean, it'll get better eventually, you know? Like,
Yeah, you just get used to living in a world that's not necessarily made for you. And you try to be the best person possible, and those that accept you, and those that don't.
I see it firsthand because I'm in public transportation, right? And
right.
I see the way people act when a wheelchair comes on. They get mad.
Or it's like you have leprosy.
Yeah. I mean,
like, people jump away from me, and like, anyways.
But anyway, so back to what we were saying. Well, I just wanted to let you know that you're a very strong person, and I just wanted to advise you just to keep pushing, you know? You'll get to where you need to go, and it don't matter what happens. You're a very strong person.
Thank you. You just gotta do what you gotta do. And like, everyone has situations where you have little children at the time, and people would stop and take pictures of us because they couldn't believe that my kids were mine. Or people ask me if they were adopted all the time. Or, like, just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff happens to
them. I mean, it's okay.
And it's just,
It'll be all good. It'll all work out in the end. So
It'll all work out.
So it's a chop. What do you feel about, like, what do you feel about Hidden Cities?
Hidden Cities?
Yeah.
I feel there's more. You know, that hidden little thing and they found in China that was underground, that was like a little whole city.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you dig in deeper, like,
I have a podcast.
What's really out there?
I just need headphones. Sorry, I'm talking to my kid. Yeah, you know, you never know. I was thinking about, you hear about those people, it's online. I think it was on, like, on Paranormal Kind of Camera, too. They caught, like, a city in the air. Like, in the sky.
Yeah.
Like, they caught, like, it looked like a whole city in the sky. Which is kind of crazy. And they're even, like, there's even people walking in the sky. It's so weird what they're recording now. I feel like people are like, oh, we're seeing this all of a sudden. And it's like, I don't really think so. I think that it's always been there. It's just everybody has a camera now. Like a high definition camera.
It makes you wonder, has it always been there, or is it like camera angles, or like, because cameras are so good these days.
And also, like,
it makes you wonder.
I try to take what I see on the internet with like a grain of salt, especially with all like the CGI and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what you're looking at, essentially. But some stuff is weird, you know? Some stuff you'd be like, is weird. Like it was a cloud, like a rainy cloud, literally raining in one spot.
You ever wonder, like, when you take a picture, you ever wonder, like, when you take it, does it show you stuff in there that, like, you know, you don't see with the naked eye?
I think that's I think that's what happens with, like, the CCTV. Because the CCTV is at a certain, it's different from your actual phone lens, right? It operates on a frequency that's probably, they say that it's better to catch something. You get me?
Yeah.
Right. So I feel like it operates in a frequency that you, that's why most stuff on CCTV, when you see it, it's kind of like clearer because it's not running on the same format as your phone. I think our phones are so digitalized, people want that high definition that it misses a lot of shit, you know? Like you try to take a picture of the sun, it doesn't even look like the sun, you know? It's more or less for like people's faces, like to have people define faces or like that type of stuff, you know? But I mean, it's all in all, like when you think about like what the like hidden cities, like they could be whole like entire hidden countries, you know, like that people live in, but you'll never know. So, everybody cool? Everybody good? Can you hear me?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Yeah, so like they're talking about like remember like the lost cities like Atlantis and stuff like that, like what the earth took back.
Right.
It's like, I don't know, man. What's the next lost city going to be, bro? But we're just going to lose time.
Honestly, my thoughts would be like San Francisco because they were talking about like, you know, how it's distancing from the Bay now.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and then, you know, what's going to be the new continent? Because things are moving.
Yeah.
Well, they say like California is, because it's on a fault line, they say it's, like, going to fall into the ocean.
It could. It could very well could.
Yeah.
It could fall into the ocean and just disappear all, like, half of, even, like, they're talking about, like, stuff, like, imagine just going, like a whole state just gone.
Yeah.
You know? But, okay, let's say, like, they say that all the continents were together. Like, who says they ever split up? You get me? Like,
whoever makes history.
Like, whoever does the maps, this could be just lying to them. Mm-hmm.
That's who.
Yeah, they could just.
Yeah. Because if you notice, they had continents before we were even able to go into space.
Yep.
Traveling land. But they found some white people, and they were too scared to tell the people, so they just completely cut it off.
Yeah, and like I know, like think about how many like civilizations there were before like the Spaniards and them started setting sail, and the Vikings and shit. You know, think of how many lost civilizations there actually were that's not documented.
The people who travel plane over Antarctica that didn't get shot down, the people who did made it across, they just never came back. So, like, the people who did come over there, what if there is, like, better land, better opportunity, like a whole nother government society like us just in a whole nother...
There's a video
of... Like, what if that is Mars?
Yeah, there's a video of a guy, he's on a boat, right? And it's cool waters, it's calm waters, and literally right when he's crosses over to where the ice wall is, the water just starts changing and it's choppy, but like where he came from is all like it's all fucking like smooth and shit, but like once he passed like where the ice wall is, that shit, it was all choppy and the water looked weird,
right?
And so it's just something weird going on over there, bro. Like something's like, it's almost like, to me, it almost like whatever's there is like the planet's rejecting it.
Like, what if you got to have a certain energy to even breach upon?
No, like, whatever they have there, it seems to me like the planet's just rejecting it. Because it's, like, a big old ice wall there, and they have a wall, and they're really, like, they have something there that's not supposed to be there, and the planet's rejecting it. Like, it's almost like it's not supposed to be there. You know?
Right.
Like, maybe it's, like, an experiment that they're inventing. Also, they probably inventing the gravitational pull, like they're probably inventing all that. You get me? Like they're probably have a system there that's doing the whole compass thing.
But see, you know how Elon Musk, all he's talking about, oh, they found this, that, and the Mars. They talking about they keep going to Mars. They keep going to Mars. But every spaceship they setting up, it's not going straight up. It's going diagonally. It's going. It has a mean curve when it goes up. Yeah. And then every time it curves, if you think about it, what if it's just leaving beyond? And then beyond Antarctica, what if all these planets and stuff that they're talking about.
You know what's so dumb is that they say that they need the rocket to get out, right? They need all that fuel to get out. But there's like weather balloons that almost get out there.
Exactly.
And they're not even, and it's not even going like that fast.
Put a fan with a balloon and just
speed
his way all the way up there.
Yeah. And then it was weird when he got up there, the sun wasn't on his level. The sun was below him.
Right,
which is crazy, but maybe I'm not an astrophysicist. I don't understand, but like, it looks to me that they're outside of the atmosphere. You get me? Like with the fucking balloon.
Yeah.
With the hot air balloon. Like, come on! But you need to spend billions of dollars on a rocket to not work.
Yeah. So like with the ice walls and stuff,
they ain't going they're traveling further beyond Antarctica. They just don't want us to know that.
Mm-hmm. So what were you saying, brother, about the ice wall?
Do you think that, like, you know, what if there's, like, other civilizations out there? Like, you know, they have own little separate worlds, and they don't know about ours either.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Come on. I mean, that goes back to what...
You know, we don't know if the world's flat or round, so, you know, beyond the ice wall, like, what if there's other civilization out there?
I think with the ice wall, they're obviously guarding something. Right, they're obviously guarding something, but my thing is, what if it's the answer? I would say, what if it's the exit to the Matrix? I mean, that's where you get in and out if you need to get in and out.
Yeah,
they would have to make it very difficult to get to because they don't want us leaving anyways. But also, it could be where you could they keep. Like a lot of the bad shit that they experiment on.
Oh, yeah.
You never know, man. Like, shit that gone wrong.
Do you think that there's just a place where they send all that stuff? Like, oh, we screwed up. Put this over here.
There's something going on over there. It might be actually nothing. It might be just that. It might be prime. It might be, I think, the ice wall. I think once you pass the ice wall, it's green. It's abundance of green. You get me?
Yeah.
I think there might be even a society there. Like, that's where they send all, like, important, like, a certain people there to live there.
Yeah.
That's where everything happens. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the world, like, that, like, it's always sunny. You know, I don't know.
Kind of like the New Jerusalem, like they're talking about.
Like, that's where the Garden of Eden was.
Yeah.
Like, the start of everything, you know?
If you look at it, like, you know, nobody really knows where the Garden of Eden is anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you said,
and going back to...
Go ahead.
Going back to floating cities, there was the Enos, you know, from biblical times, so we know it's possible.
Yeah, they talk about that.
Well, there's got to be more.
Even Mount Olympus, like they said that the gods were on a mountain. Like the Greeks said, the god were like the city was in a mountain in the sky.
Yeah.
You never know, man. You never know with all this like stuff. You know, no. Like a lot
even
of
even biblical times reference those things. That's all I'm saying.
Well, because how they described it, how they explained shit back in the day, it was very vague.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like so, they were like they just described it the best way they can do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, a fiery chariot, right. Or like the natives like a thunderbird, or the snakes in the sky. You know, that's what they described it as, or the best they.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the word plane. You know.
Right.
Or like, what was it? They didn't have a rocket ship, saying. You know what I mean? Like they couldn't say all that. But you never know, man. Big, hi, Callie, Callie Girl for Live, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, send some likes our way, por favor. Oh, she left, never mind. Yeah, it's a strange life we live in, man. It's a strange life we live in. Hey, so, you guys want to try to go live on TikTok in a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna edit.
Because we hit 45 minutes tonight.
Yeah, 55.
Well, yeah, 55.
Yeah, so I'm gonna edit this up like and just when we get into the important. I think our first one was like 30 minutes. We're almost to an hour here, so. I think we just gotta get a little bit better on like the topics. Like you said, we have a meeting on like the topics and what we want to talk about, and just like talk about it.
But I mean, if you look, we slowly got a little bit success today because now we have 12 viewers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's really good, man. But like I said, even if we get here, it's like even if like 10 people are watching, bro, I don't care. Like, it's something. You get me?
Yeah. Like, to start.
It's a start, and we can start promoting it like on we could literally just start promoting it on TikTok Live, like we'll just
That's what I was thinking, you know, like once a day, like, you know, we go live and then we just tell everybody, you know, we're having a podcast tonight, if anybody would like to join, you know, we'll put it in our bio so that way you could join into our link.
I feel like there's a way we can go live on multiple platforms, like we can go live on this and then go live on like TikTok Live just to like spread the, you know, spread the joy around, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out at the end of the day. Just Chop needs to get his account back.
Exactly.
Chop got on.
The only issue is Chop. Yeah. Ace, no, I was joking.
Yeah. Why did you get bananas?
So the part of discussions, what we're talking about now.
Like what, misinformation?
That's why we started the podcast off of TikTok, was because like, we kept getting flagged for the shit we're talking about.
Yeah. Like, but it sucks because who's watching us just reporting us like for like everything, you know?
Yeah.
This one, Callie for life. What's going on? Thank you for joining. Like, share, and subscribe.
Okay, so sensitive.
Yeah, like, share, and subscribe. You can follow the channel. We'd really appreciate it. This is the Unknown Channel, where the unknown is known.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes. But, you know, like I say, man, there's like so much of it to talk about the supernatural. You know, we're looking like we got a bunch of people in, and we have really good conversations, you know? You just got to get more fluid on the conversations, get better mics. Like in a dark ass room, like get a podcast voice, get ready, you know. Hello, my name is Robert Love.
Yeah, exactly.
Allow us to take you on a journey.
Good stuff. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Allow us to take you on a journey to the unknown. I hear my co-host. It's a Chop and Butters, and
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We can't be like, oh, this is my homie, the homie Chop, the homie Butter.
This is my cuz.
I want to play that crazy ass fool Chop.
Yeah, gotta watch out for him sometimes. Yeah. You know?
That badass Butters.
This is my boy. This is my boy right here. This is my other boy right here, you know. Wait, hold on. What's going on here?
Hey, this my weed,
what
man.
Kind of podcast they running here?
Hey, yo, shout out to my weed, man. Shout out to everybody. Hey, man.
Shout out to the hood.
Hold up. I got a list of people that I got to shout out. It's not even sponsors. It's just, like, shouting out all the homies.
Getting that Grammy speech ready already. Like. Yeah.
Shout out to the homie Resto. Shout out to the homie Sleepy. Shout out all them.
Shout out to that homie Snoop.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Snoop. Man, we gotta stop doing this. We're gonna get banned on this one, bro. If we get banned on this one, bro, we're not doing it. We'll be the first one to get banned on all major live platforms.
In one day.
Like, hey, but how are we going to go live? I don't know.
Yeah. I guess we got to start making multiple accounts now.
You know how many emails there has to be?
I know.
Yeah, you got to create so many emails. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. But anyway, bro, we'll probably end it right. I don't know. I'm going to probably be on TikTok Live in about 10 minutes. So I don't know if you guys want to, like, transfer over there to TikTok Live.
Yeah, I'll go over.
Okay. You guys follow me? CGM, do you follow me on TikTok or no? Like, Quick671?
I don't think so.
Well, I think you can get on through with Butters. If I invite Butters, I think you can see that Butters live.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Yeah. So.
All right, we'll see ya.
Yeah, this concludes the unknown podcast. I want to thank you, my co-host, and have a great day and stay safe.
Yep.
All right, guys. Till next time. Tomorrow, guys. All right, guys. Bye.
Peace.
Peace.